Hello and welcome to Trashy Divorces, Trashy Breakups Edition.
Oh, I love a trashy breakup.
Yeah, you do.
You and I are, after this, going to record our dumpster dive for Patreon, and it seems like this week everything old is new again.
It is springtime in celebrity land, apparently, and everything is happening.
Britney Spears, congratulations, we think she's pregnant. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez just announced their engagement.
It's a terrible idea, but go ahead.
I feel like everything old is new again, so it was the perfect time for this particular episode of Trashy Breakups to bring up the trashy breakup of Matt Damon and Minnie Driver.
We should introduce ourselves.
We should. I just thought that at the same time you put your little finger up. Hey friends, I'm Alicia.
My name is Stacy, and we are excited you're joining us.
I'm just so excited to go back into the 90s. All right. Whoa. Everything old is new again. Let's talk about the trashy breakup of Matt Damon and Minnie Driver.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Go ahead.
You were probably in angsty high school land when this happened.
Possibly.
Or college. This probably would have missed your radar, but if it was on your radar...
I was angsty well into my adulthood, so...
So Matt Damon meets Minnie Driver when she auditions for the role of Skyler in Good Will Hunting in 1996. Mm-hmm. Driver admits that she fell head over heels for Matt Damon as soon as they started filming. The stars attract, especially mm-hmm. on a set. It's not long before the two are dating. They're a big couple. They're frequently appearing in public together. And while filming Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon, right, still a struggling actor and writer. So is Ben Affleck. This is their little, we're BFF high school indie filmmaker dreams, which, whoa, who expected that to blow up? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until Good Will Hunting becomes a blockbuster hit that he and his big buddy, Ben Affleck, become overnight superstars.
Right. They were like the youngest writing pair to win an Oscar. There's some, because we covered Ben a while back.
We have seen often in our little podcast project here that when that particular level of success and fame occur in an individual's life, it oftentimes mm-hmm. changes their personal relationships.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get these two together before they meet at the set of Good Will Hunting. Matt Damon is born on October 8th, 1970, Libra man. He was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His mother, Nancy, was a professor of early childhood education. Matt's father, Kent, is a stockbroker and would later appear in a few small roles in his son's movies. Matt's parents do divorce when Matt is still a toddler. But don't worry, because Matt's going to be 10 years old and he's going to meet a boy who lives down the road. And the two will strike up a quick friendship. They skateboard together. Presumably, I don't know, but they strike up a friendship and they're BFFs, building tree forts and such, and they will dramatically change the course of each other's lives. That boy's name was Ben Affleck. So they play sports together, they attend the same schools, and it's in high school that Matt really develops a strong interest in acting. Once high school is done, Damon stays in Cambridge and attends Harvard, majoring in English. Matt Damon will not finish his English degree because he leaves to pursue acting. Mm-hmm. The call of the actor.
Yeah, I recall they used to travel into New York City together for auditions and stuff when they were young.
Well, Matt Damon's first part, I don't know if you remember this, is a very tiny role in 1988's Mystic Pizza. He also had roles in Rising Sun and School Ties.
Okay.
You kind of see Matt Damon working his way into acting. In 1996, though, Matt Damon will lose 40 pounds for his role as a drug-addicted soldier in the movie Courage Under Fire. And this gets him much notice. A lot of praise for his acting chops here. But in the following year, 1997, all of that will change as Matt Damon is going to be launched into a new kind of stardom after writing and starring in Good Will Hunting with his BFF, Ben. Oh, sweet Minnie Driver. I really do.
I'm such a fan of her. I just wish she was in everything, honestly.
Amelia Fiona Jessica Driver was born on January 31st, 1970. Aquarius girl. She's born in London, England, although Minnie was raised in Barbados until the age of 7 and will get her nickname, Minnie, from her older sister. Minnie's mother, Gaynor Churchward, was a designer and model. Her father, Charles, was a decorated British soldier and worked in finance. Her parents were never married. Additional bit of information, her father was married to another woman the entire time he was in a relationship with Minnie's mother.
Wow. Okay.
Very liberal. As a teenager, Minnie will attend the Dramatic Arts School and then goes on to attend Collingham in Kensington. Now, prior to her break in films, Minnie starts acting by doing commercials, like you do. She'll earn money by singing and playing guitar as well. She has a few small parts in television shows, but the role that really breaks her out is 1995's Circle of Friends, in which she plays the lead character. The role from Circle of Friends gets her Goldeneye in 1995, Sleepers in 1996, and Gross Point Blank in 1997.
What a good movie.
1997's a big year for Minnie Driver, because she's also strongly considered to play the role of Rose in Titanic.
Wow.
But James Cameron decides, guess what? She's too old for it.
Oh my God.
I know. And the role instead famously goes to Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
But that turned out for the best, because that same year, the role that will fit her perfectly is that of Skyler in Good Will Hunting. Minnie Driver has since said about falling in love with Matt Damon during the filming of the movie, "I was blown away by his commitment to me as an actor. He was cute and intelligent and altogether a really charming package. I was young and I fell for him. It's an occupational hazard." As soon as the film premieres, everything changes for the stars. Good Will Hunting is a bigger hit than anyone anticipated. Damon and Affleck are Hollywood's golden boys. And the attention is well deserved. They hadn't just started the film. They wrote the film. And not only did it feature young actors on their rise to fame, but it also starred veterans near and dear to our hearts like Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave one of his finest performances in that film. And although Minnie Driver did a great job performing in that film, and her work was recognized and praised, she was certainly not the center of attention the way that Matt and Ben were. Nonetheless, Minnie and Matt, a couple have been together a while by this point, and they seem very happy. With all the attention that Good Will Hunting was getting, Minnie and Matt were one of the most famous Hollywood couples at the time. People magazine declared them Hollywood's it couple. Check your trashy divorces bingo card, because we've seen that one before.
Yeah. And it always goes well.
It does. Matt Damon even goes on The Late Show with David Letterman and professes his love for Minnie Driver. He will say that Minnie Driver pretty much rocked my world.
That's sweet.
So sweet. And that's where we're going to take a quick break in this episode, where everything is going
everything
great.
Everything is great.
For our Hollywood it couple. We're going to have a word or two from our sponsors. We'll be back on the flip with how it all goes wrong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo, bros.
Good job.
I'm Dr. Megan Sachs.
And I'm Dr. Amy Sloshberg.
And we're the host of the podcast Campus Killings. Our show covers some of the most sinister crimes to take place on or around school campuses, or the cases we discuss have a school-connected theme.
And with the new school year comes an all-new second season of Campus Killings, which will debut on September 16th, 2023.
But if you want to listen to Campus Killings now, you can binge all the episodes from season one, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, Alicia, so how does it all go wrong? How could it?
Stacy, I hate to tell you, it does not take very long. Just 1 month after professing his love.
1 month, oh no.
For Minnie Driver, when talking to David Letterman, she rocked my world. Matt Damon changes up his tune in a very public way. Some folks try to avoid uncomfortable breakup conversations by doing it on the phone or maybe doing it in text.
Okay.
Maybe you get a post-it note. Maybe you just get ghosted.
Yeah, this was early email era, so how does this happen?
But Matt Damon decides he's going to take another road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to avoid that face-to-face breakup conversation by instead doing it on national television while being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, my God. Was Minnie Driver there?
No.
Oh, this was so... Wow.
Minnie Driver learns that she and Matt had broken up, apparently, and were no longer a couple when she watches him on Oprah tell Oprah that they've broken up.
Wow.
Process that for a moment.
I don't know how.
Minnie says she was completely blindsided. She was madly in love with Matt Damon. She had no idea about his plan to break up with her. And in addition to just being sad about a breakup, now you've got a completely different level of embarrassment, mortification, because I learned that we had broken up the same time the rest of the television audience at 4 o'clock in the afternoon did. Swell, man. Swell.
Wow. Was he just hoping she wouldn't be watching?
If my boyfriend's on the Oprah Winfrey show, I'm totally going to watch.
I'm going to make some time.
Pretty much going to clear my schedule for that.
Mm-hmm.
Was hoping that you would say something nice about me like you did to
Dave. Oh, yeah, a month ago.
She rocked my world. What am I going to do this month? Oh, we're...
Loved you on Late Night last month, dude. Let's see what you say to Oprah.
Minnie Driver, in speaking to the Los Angeles Times in July of 1998, says, "It's horrendous breaking up with someone anyway, but to have it be so public and to be cast in a role that I would never play if they were paying me? This wronged woman. It's unfortunate that Matt went on Oprah. It seemed like a good forum for him to announce to the world that we were no longer together, which I found fantastically inappropriate."
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was busy declaring his love for me on David Letterman a month previously. Even better, it's awards season. So Minnie can't really take a break from the spotlight. Hey, agent and PR people, I'm just going to sit out on this round.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Just, how about you just ban me from the Oscars for 10 years now?
Well, now they've got Good Will Hunting, right? February 1998, Academy Award nominations are announced. And Good Will Hunting has a ton of nominations, including nominations for both Matt Damon and Minnie Driver.
Yikes.
So press junkets, there's no way to avoid them. Oh, baby. On March 23rd, 1998, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck do win Oscars for Best Original Screenplay. And they've been together a long time, make a charming acceptance speech. Although Good Will Hunting was nominated for Best Picture, it is Titanic that year that wins for that category. So at least Minnie Driver does not have to appear on stage with Matt Damon. However, there were some pretty awkward moments on stage at the Show West Awards when Matt Damon receives the Show West Male Star of Tomorrow Award and Minnie Driver wins the Show West Feminine Star of Tomorrow Award. Recalling that time, Minnie Driver says, "It was pretty strange being the counterpart to the person you used to be with, the male and female equivalent of each other. You're standing on stage with someone who's not even speaking to you anymore."
Mm.
That was pretty bizarre. There had to be some reality check there. It was weird, uncomfortable, sad, and strange. I really wanted to enjoy it more than I did.
Why'd you have to make it weird?
Matt. So.
Couldn't just wait a few months, get all your awards, wind it down.
Play along, have a face-to-face conversation, go to the ice cream shop at least.
Hopefully this is one of his big regrets in life.
After his breakup with Minnie Driver, Matt Damon will quickly start dating actress Winona Ryder. The two will make their romance public at an Oscar event in 1998. They date for about 2 years before breaking up in 2000.
What talk show did he go on to do that?
None. I guess maybe he learns. Matt is then rumored to have dated actress Penelope Cruz and model Kara Sands. He was then dating, or even rumored to be briefly engaged to, Ben Affleck's personal assistant, Odessa Whitmire. He will briefly date Eva Mendes in 2003. They starred together in Stuck on You. It's my favorite part of the whole story. You ready? In 2004, Matt Damon will tell Playboy magazine that he no longer wanted to date celebrities and only wished to date, quote, civilians, unquote.
I mean, I can understand. I mean, he's part of this odd universe.
Maybe don't call them civilians.
But, like, he's part of this, like, cadre of people who are just instantly recognizable anywhere they go.
He will continue on saying, I don't think I could fall in love with a celebrity right now because it would mean changing my lifestyle. And I like that my lifestyle feels normal to me most of the time. At that time of that Playboy magazine interview, Matt is dating a bartender named Luciana Barroso. The two will marry in 2005 and are still, mazel, happily married. Luciana will tell Vogue Australia magazine about their meeting when Matt Damon comes behind the bar of the nightclub in which she was working and helps her make drinks. He made a ton of money in tips that night because, of course, everyone wanted to go and see him, so it turned into a really fun night. And then 15 years later, here we are. We definitely had a connection right away. It was so easy to talk to each other, and we were very comfortable. By the end of the night, he invited me to go out with his friends, but I was like, I can't. I have a 4-year-old daughter. I'm not going anywhere. He responded to her, I love that you're a mom and that's your priority. She will also share, when you meet somebody that you just have a connection with, that's just the person. All the other stuff, the movie star part, wasn't really a factor. It was just Matt. To me, he's just Matt. Minnie Driver, for her end of the broken heart, will tell The Telegraph magazine that she hated how their relationship ended and that it turned, quote, from this beautiful thing into something so dark. I'm always really sad that we didn't stay friends, because it was absolutely incandescent making that film. Minnie Driver has had many relationships since the infamous breakup that she did not know about Matt Damon.
Barely part of, yeah.
Shortly after the breakup, Minnie will date musician Taylor Hawkins in 1998. She will then date and was engaged to Josh Brolin from 1999 to 2001. She even briefly dates Harrison Ford in 2001, before beginning a 3-year relationship with magician and illusionist Chris Angel. Minnie will have a son with writer and producer Timothy J. Lay. Minnie will move on to another 3-year relationship with writer, actor, and model Matthew Felker, which she follows up with a relationship to billionaire film financier Ryan Kavanaugh. Minnie is now engaged to National Geographic filmmaker Addison O'Day. As for the relationship between Minnie Driver and Matt Damon, almost 25 years after the nationally televised breakup. Minnie Driver said the two had not had a conversation since they broke up, but revealed on her podcast, Keep It, in 2021, that she had randomly run into Matt Damon on the beach, and will go on to describe their chance meeting. So there's Minnie, there's Dad Bod, Matt Damon doing his thing on the beach. Yep. She will say, it was actually very nice to see him with his kids and his wife, and it all felt quite middle-aged, actually, which is reassuring. I feel like so much of the folly of youth went on with our initial relationship, like it was amazing and tabloidy. So that was nice, just to have sort of a middle-aged conversation about weather and stuff.
relatable. Super relatable.
You run into old exes here and there that may have ended badly, and it's, you know, it is a different middle-aged sort of conversation.
Yeah, just being comfortable with where you are.
Oh, we have that set of floaties, too. Oh, yeah, they have good ice cream there.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a hot day. And that is the trashy breakup of Matt Damon and Minnie Driver, who, as trashy breakups go...
That's pretty bad.
Kind of interesting. I mean, it seems like everything has worked out for the best for the two, but how did she describe it? The folly of youth.
Yeah.
The folly of youth.
All right. So that is how Ben Affleck, newly engaged Ben Affleck's best friend.
Broke Minnie Driver's heart.
Broke Minnie Driver's heart that time.
On Oprah.
I didn't realize she had a podcast, and now I'm going to go subscribe to it. I really adore her. I will watch anything that she's in.
Very special place in our trashy hearts Minnie Driver has. We're really sorry that happened to you, honey. It seems like in the fullness of time, it has turned out okay. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that. That's my trashy breakup today, Stacey.
All right.
That's what I got.
That's a good one. Yeah, and timely with...
So in Dumpster Dive tomorrow on Patreon, we've got like an 9-layered dumpster cake. Apparently everything old is new again. We'll be back tomorrow on Patreon for that. We'll be back with y'all on Sunday.
We will.
With two new trashy divorces stories for you.
Mm-hmm.
Piping hot.
Sounds good.
Y'all, thanks so much for tuning in. You're the very best. Until we talk again.
Keep your hands clean, people.
Keep those hearts trashy. We adore you.
Bye.
Big love. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.